Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said it was a 10-2 spot. I really don't wanna.
Oh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra B-L-A-Z. Hey, hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Dude, you know the type of girls that I love?
I know the type of girls that make your mouth water, man.
I love the truth.
You guys already know it is that doctor.
Oh, it's that doctor.
Oh, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor. Boop, boop, boop. Bones.
Hello, guys. What's
every
up?
Every time we play our beginning song, I always got to throw a little remix in there, you know, that little...
You know,
what? Renegade. You know, that's how we do it.
Oh, that sounded pretty real. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know, right? It sounded real. I think he wasn't messing up in the act, but you know,
stupid,
it is
man.
What it is. Welcome to the show, guys. We have a good show today, like we always do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what do you expect? But it's actually great tonight.
It's actually great and amazing, and what are the words? You know, it's just
and wonderful and fantastic.
And ball-busting, I mean, what else do you want to know? What
you
do you
don't.
Want to know?
I don't even know, bro.
I don't even know, guys. Today's been crazy. We found a lot of things out today. Me and Tetra were hanging out, chilling. We played some basketball, some little basketball-y, you know?
We hooped it up, as they say in Compton.
We hooped it up. You know when you're playing hoops and sometimes you get that shot and you feel wet, you know, you feel me?
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're like, oh, I got this, bro, I'm feeling wet.
I'm feeling wet right now, you know? That you feel that sometimes, and it just happens.
And sometimes you feel wet, but you just thought you felt wet, and then you just totally break it.
And sometimes you feel wet, and you got to change your chonies, you feel me? You know? That's what happens sometimes, but that's not what happens today. I mean, Tetra was balling it up on the court. I mean, today wasn't my best day. Like, I was literally sucking, like, hard. But Tetra was doing what he do.
You were backing him down, shooting those threes.
I want to tell you guys something. This is funny. I was sitting on the sideline because I was getting treated for freaking, like, heat exhaustion. And Tetra, he was backing this dude up. His name is Max. And he was backing him up. Tetra, like, I don't know how he did it either. Like, one of his butt cheeks, just his right one, went back and pushed Max out of the way. But his left one was still, like,
it was intact.
But his right one went boop and hit him, and then he just totally, like, flew backwards, and then Tetra just did a layup, you know? I mean,
dude, doctor.
What's up, man?
Remember when I shattered your freaking, your baby makers with my butt cheek?
Guys, like, I went up for, like, I don't even know what it was, like a layup.
He was going to try to swap me because he thought I was going to shoot it.
Yeah, Tetra went up for, like, a layup, guys, like, just a regular, you know, like, layup, and I went to go jump up and swat him, but I landed, like, My jewels, you know, they landed on his butt, and, like, it hurt so bad. Like, dude has, like...
No homo on that one, guys.
Dude has, like, buns of steel. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he must, like, hit the squats, like, every morning and every night, you know? And when he's sleeping, he's still squatting, you know, because nobody gets buns that hard, you know?
Oh.
No, it is what it is. Hold on. We have a hand up, and I think I know who this is. I think it's one of the players who played with us today. I think his name's Max. Should we bring him on?
Dude, if it's not, we'll still bring him on. We'll see who it is.
All right. Well, you put your hand up, you're on the air. What's up, man?
What's up?
Oh, this is Max. It is Max.
Yeah.
We want to know why you cheat so much playing basketball.
Why what?
Why you cheat so much when you play basketball.
Just because I'm awesome. I want to win. I do anything to win.
Yeah, use that Game Shark, bro. Put him in the 10-64.
Dude, guys, I would have... I've done anything, like, stab you or something. Anything.
Guys, like, Tetris told him before the game, because Max kind of has some long hair, Tetris was like, can you cut your hair before we play? I feel like it's an unfair advantage with you having
I was
hair.
All for it. I wanted to cut my hair.
You should have done it. I would have pulled the scissors out of my butt and then started chopping your hair off.
Yeah, you're like Samson. Why don't you cut off your hair? You're nothing.
Nothing. Your arms would be like noodles when you try to shoot. It wouldn't even work. But yeah, what do you want to say?
I don't want to say anything.
All right, see ya. Anyway.
goodbye.
No, that's cool, though, you know? Max comes on here.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, guys. I mean, he's good. He's really good.
He's a good, and he's a guy.
He's good. He's a guy. And, yeah, he's good, and he's a guy. But, guys, tonight we have a girl on. Her name is a girl. She's a woman. Excuse me.
We have, the woman. Not the girlies.
Not a girlie. She's a woman. She's a grown woman. And she teaches middle. Trust me. When I was in sixth grade, or I don't know what she teaches, but middle school, so sixth.
Hey, we don't
grade.
Know what is it middle school?
It's middle school. I'm pretty
she
sure.
Teaches, guys.
Like, so she teaches sixth, seventh, or eighth. Her name is Tu Tron.
Tu.
Her name's Tu, like THU. And I was like struggling before we called her before the show. Like,
I pronounced yeah, pronounced just Tu. Like pretend the H is silent.
Yeah, like the number two, you know. But like I was literally struggling. Wasn't I? I was like Tu Tron. Like I didn't know, you know. But she's gonna be on, and she's gonna be singing Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry, and
ooh,
Valerie,
yummy.
Valerie by Amy Winehouse. Valerie's a great song by Amy Winehouse, but, you know, we're giving back to everybody, because, like, this is something that me, Tetra, and Jim, like, we wanted to start doing, like, a couple months ago. I think it's been turning out great, haven't you, Tetra?
Dear doctor, it's been the greatest.
Like, this YouTube showcase thing, like, I give props to all the people that have been on, like, Aaron, Gareth, no, excuse me, and Hannah. Those are the three that's been on so far. And each
yeah,
one of them,
it's been good, yeah.
Yeah, each one of them has knocked it out of the park. And, like,
they brought their own little spice.
Exactly. They bring their own spice to each song. And, like, tonight I know that two's going to knock it out of the park, so guys, be prepared for that. But what's something else that happened, man?
Hey, let me see. I don't know. But, you know, a lot of things happened. I just can't narrow it down to one thing.
I want
to
say one thing about in the sports world. Is football, like, this is, like, really angry.
Football?
Football? Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, butter tears come out of my eyes when I think about this. Like, this lockout thing, I hate it. Do you hate it?
Dude, doctor, like, I really don't know what I'm going to do on Sundays.
Dude, I don't understand. Like, it's a ritual for me. I wake up in the morning, I throw a tortilla on the pan, or whatever. I throw some cucumbers. I don't know, dude. Like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I eat garbage, and then...
Okay.
I turn the TV on, and, like, I watch my Jaguars, man. And for you, you watch your Cardinals, you know? But like,
yeah, you already know, baby.
You already know, dude. Like, if there's no football, like, I literally don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Like, football is, like...
Football is life, guys.
Football is life for me. I'm not kidding. Like, there's nothing more important and special than football. Sorry.
And I mean, it's just... It's something... It's, like, it's a habit that we've been doing for 36 years.
Yeah, and stupid Roger Goodell wants to take money away... Why does he want to take money away from the players that are making him money, you know? Like,
I don't know, man. But, dude, today, Adrian Peterson said the stupidest thing.
What do you say, man? Tell me.
He did a tweet, right, on Twitter. He said, it wasn't today, it was either today or yesterday, but he said, the NFL treats us like slaves.
Like slaves?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's the stupidest thing I've
ever heard. Because if slaves were getting paid $30 million a year.
Adrian Peterson, if slaves were getting paid like millions of dollars, I mean, come on. That's
they want a sport that they love to do. That's just a dumb thing to say.
That's a dumb thing. Like, I agree with the players on they shouldn't be taking their money away. Okay, this is my take on it. You ready? My take on this whole thing is that both sides have, like, stupid things, you know? Like, stupid things they want to do. Like, for one, I think that the rookies, you know, they shouldn't be getting paid that much money, you know?
You don't even know if they're good or not. I mean,
yeah.
You know you're good, but you don't know how
exactly
good
they are.
Exactly,
like Sam Bradford, dude. He got paid, like, 60-something million, you know? He's, like, he hasn't even played a game yet. And then on the NFL...
He's kind of worth it.
But still, dude, like, rookies shouldn't be paid that much when, like retired people or, like, in wheelchairs, you know? Like,
yeah, but, dude, doctor, so, I mean, I'm just saying that Sam almost brought him to the playoffs in his first year.
Dude, exactly, but still. Like,
I know what you mean. There's some people who are just like...
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, on the NFL side, there shouldn't be an 18-game schedule. Like, no matter how cool it sounds for, like, the fans,
yeah,
it's not to, like, kill players, you know? Like, no joke.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're going to get, like, brain hemorrhages and stuff.
Exactly, you know? Like, who wants that? So this is for all the sports fans out there. You guys are loving this part of the show. We've never really gotten to sports, but... That's that. We should get this interview started with Tu Tron, man. You ready?
Oh, doctor, I'm actually the readiest.
I was born ready. You feel me?
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. Yeah, doctor, let me set this up real quick.
Set it up, man. So, guys, yeah, NFL thing, it's crazy. Like, really? Like, I keep saying like all the time, excuse me. I have horrible grammar. But if this happens, a lockout, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to start watching a different sport like soccer or something, which will kill me because I really don't like soccer except World Cup. Argentina all day. I mean, what can I say? I rhyme and make clay. You know, it is what it is. But, yeah, it's a crazy, crazy situation here. And Suns, for the people out in Phoenix, Suns are sucking right now. They lost 3 in a row. I mean, their playoff hopes are probably gone. Hurts me to say that. Hurts my heart. But, you know, what can you do? So, yeah, it's pretty much that. I'm excited for this interview to hear her sing Valerie and Jar of Hearts because it's going to be...
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Do you already know, we have that wonderful two on the line right now.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, doctor?
Oh, you're the first person to ever address me like that. But we're doing great on the studio, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Okay, so let's start this interview off. First, Tetra has the main question he wants to ask. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I just want to know, do any of your students, do they know about you singing and stuff?
They don't.
They don't?
They don't?
No. I try to come off as uncool and have no life outside of school as much as possible.
That's cool. Like, if I knew my teacher, like my middle school teacher, like, sang stuff, I'd like, always, like, pester her about it. So that's a good...
Because they'll pester me about... I mean, I love their pestering. But they'll be like, your hair's different today. And I'm, like, wearing a headband or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just it's like, you put your hair to the side all the time. Why do you do that? I'm like, let's focus on essays. So you know, I mean, but it's just me separating that part of me from my work.
Yeah, that's cool. So what grade do you actually teach?
I teach sixth grade.
Sixth grade. So you teach all the subjects, right?
No, I teach just reading, writing, like language arts.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Can you tell us a little bit how, like, our listeners, because, like, if they haven't read your bio on our website, like, how you got your start in music and, like, singing, your singing career, I guess?
It was really forced on me. When I was, like, really little, my parents were really active in the Vietnamese community. I'm Vietnamese American. And they, like, drilled us on learning these, like, Vietnamese nationalistic songs. And they would push us on stage and be like, okay, sing. And, like, you know, snap of the fingers, we just sang. And I was, like, 7.
Yeah.
So, and I guess people thought it was cute. And I guess I was the only one out of the 3 girls that were pushed on stage to continue that, like, just singing on my own. But I never really did anything with it as far as, like, choir or voice lessons in high school. I was more learning piano, and I took one jazz improv piano class. I wasn't very good. But, I mean, I enjoyed music and that aspect, but it wasn't until college when they needed people to sing during, like, the student pageant. And I sang. I sang Christina Aguilera's Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And people were really, like, surprised because I'm usually pretty shy and kind of reserved anyway. So, and that response just kind of fed my confidence a little bit, and I just kept doing that with, like, gigs and performances and weddings, and then I've got this YouTube channel, so.
Yeah, that's cool. That's the next question I was going to lead into. How did you get started with this YouTube channel? Like, how did you want to start putting videos up for everybody to see?
Well, at first, it started off, like, on Facebook, where, and I would put videos there, and I got response from my friends. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm ready to try this out in the public realm.
He's like, oh, I'm ready for my own YouTube channel.
Yeah. And I like that people who I've never heard of, I've never talked to, met before in my life, can just stumble upon my videos from, like, across the globe and give me feedback, and it's really
perfect example right here.
Yeah,
right here.
Exactly.
So,
all right. So for all the listeners out there, let's get this started. You can sing. So which song are we gonna be hearing first?
The first one's gonna be Jar of Hearts.
All right, sweet. So if you can do that right now, let our listeners, you know, get a listen to what you're about.
It's a great song, by the way,
yeah,
too.
Great song.
All right. So I'm going to put this on speakerphone because it sounds better that way.
Okay. Cool.
doctor.
Is she still there, man?
Dude, I think so. I don't.
Or did she hang up? I'm sitting here, like, I have my fist clenched, you know? I'm, like, I'm bracing myself for this performance.
You what? Dude, I think she dropped her phone.
She dropped it?
I think so. Because did you hear, like, a little...
Yeah, I heard it, and I was like, you know, maybe she's just getting prepared. So you want to call her back?
Okay, hold on, man.
All right, cool. You know, it's cool.
Hold on.
All right, cool. No problem. Guys, I was, like, super ready. Like,
I have to go scurry him back to the computer.
Do what you got to do. I had my tennis shoes on. I, like, had my fist clenched. I was like, oh, this is about to happen right now. And then nothing happened. I was like, oh, man. It's all good, though, you know. I think it's worth the wait. It's going to be a good performance, trust me. You guys want to know a secret? I'm going to tell you, like, a super secret right now. I just want to say this from the beginning of the show. I stick lemon peels in my socks. Dude, trust me. You want to take your socks off and it smells like lemons. It's, like, the best thing in the entire world, trust me. It sounds ridiculous, but, like...
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
all right, so she accidentally hung up, doctor.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
All right.
Don't hang up on us this time.
I won't, I promise.
Click. Just kidding.
Can't take one more step. Don't you know I'm not your girl? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life, and now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are, running around leaving scars, letting your jaw fall, daring love for you, gonna capture cold from the earth inside your soul. Don't come back to me. Who do you think you are? Asking all around, I am anywhere to be found. I am grown too strong to ever fall back into your arms. I learned to live half a life, and now you want me one more time. Who do you think you are? Making your job apart and tearing love apart. Gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. Don't come back to me. Who do you think you are? It's been so long just to feel alright. Remember how to put that light in my eyes. Wish I had it the first time that we kissed. You broke all your promises, and now you're back. You don't get to get me for me. Don't come back at all.
That was great.
That was pretty much amazing.
That was really good, too. Thank you a lot.
That's
a hard one. She's going crazy right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's doing backflips. But that was really good. I mean, we're getting comics into our switchboard right now. People are saying that was a really beautiful cover and stuff. So thank you a lot.
You know what sucks?
What?
That her students can appreciate that.
I know.
Don't tell them.
Huh?
Don't tell them.
I won't tell them. Trust me, I won't.
I'll try not to.
I don't know any of them, but I won't. But that was really good. Okay, another question we have for the interview before you can get into your second song, Valerie, is that what music do you listen to? Like, what do you draw from?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I've always gone through, like, phases. I remember going through, like, a Carlos Santana phase. To like 50s jazz, like Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, to like Usher, and
because that's a big leap from from Nat King Cole, but it's cool.
I mean, but I always have like my constant, like new jazz, like Diana Krall to like Robin Thicke to
Robin Thicke's amazing.
He is. I love his R&B stuff. He's just great. And CeeLo.
CeeLo Green. Good guy.
I listened to The Strokes for a while and the Yeah Yeahs.
And you're all around. You listen to everything.
I'm just like, anything is good. Right now, I'm listening to like a bunch of like Korean pop.
Okay.
That's crazy. I gotta look into that.
That's a smorgasbord of music right there.
It is. It really is. All right, so we're kind of like, we're not really running low on time, but everybody, like, all these comments are crazy that people are sending to us.
I'm like, so nervous.
That's cool. So don't even worry. Like, we're getting all these comments on our message board right now, so it's cool. Everybody liked it.
As long as they don't hang up on us again, it'll be really cool.
As long as you don't hang up, it's all good. Fans won't kill us. But if you can get into your second song, Valerie, by Amy Winehouse, that'd be awesome.
Okay, cool.
All right, sweet.
Not touching the phone, going to the... There we go.
All
right. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things of what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I've come home, well, and my body's in a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. But don't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up the stairs? Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch the thing. Hope you found the right man who'll fix it for you. Are you shopping anyway? Change the color of your hair. Are you busy? Did you have to pay that fine? You were dodging all the time. Are you still busy? Since I've gone home, well, my body's in a mess. And I'm in your ginger hair. And I really like to dress. Don't you come on over. I'm making a fool out of it. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. 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 Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things of what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I've gone home, well, my body's in a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to get it. But don't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, baby?
That was even better, Tetra.
I mean, you guys couldn't see it, but the whole time I'm doing the hand jive in the back.
You guys don't know, but Tetra put on a top hat and he was like dancing in the back there singing it. So that was really, really good. Like,
oh, thank you.
No problem. That was really good. So, yeah, we thank you a lot for coming on the show, and really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I don't.
No problem.
We hope to have you on again soon.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Tetra.
Sure. That was
really good.
She's shaking like a leaf, man.
Huh?
She's scared.
Nah, dude, she wasn't. She was confident, cool, calm, and collected.
She was cool like a cucumber. Nah, dude, it was really, really good. Like, no joke. Like, I loved it. Like, no joke. Like, I really did get messages of people saying that she did really
good. Dude, doctor, I know. I'm right here, bro.
I know. I'm just telling you. You don't have the same computer as me, so get off my face.
Dude, hey, but guys, really? Like, the whole time I was dancing around like a little fool.
Like, he literally
with my pants on the ground.
He was doing a little Irish jig. Speaking of Irish, what is tomorrow, man?
Tomorrow's Raul's birthday from
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, cause it's a month before my birthday. You guys don't know, and Doc didn't even know that.
I didn't know that. I don't.
He was some little kid we used to hang out with in eighth grade.
Yeah, and I was like an MMA fighter, supposedly. So,
but hey, tomorrow it's St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
That's what I was trying to lead to. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and I will be saying flogging Molly, but at the same time, we're gonna be doing an interview with Jake Shimon Bakuro. It's been so long; we've been putting this off, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, it's bad times.
Like, it's finally here because like he took a tour in Japan, and then it's been a smorgasbord of things, you know, like that have been pushing us back. But
I like that word you used.
Don't worry, I stole it from you at the beginning of the show. But like he's gonna be on tomorrow. It's gonna be really good. He's gonna be talking. He's not gonna be playing a song because He's on a cell phone, and, like, last time that happened, I was really heartbroken by the guy from The Expendables. Like, my favorite band, but we shouldn't have done that on a cell phone, you know?
Yeah, it's not that it didn't sound good.
Like,
it's just it didn't sound clear.
Yeah, it didn't sound crisp and clear, you know?
Like if you were there with him, you'd be like, oh, this is great, but
guy,
he had a cell phone reception.
Yeah, but he had a cell phone.
And we don't want to have to do that to him.
Exactly. And March 26th, for all the people in Phoenix, The Expendables and Real Big Fish will be here in Chandler, so you guys got to check
hey,
that out.
Doctor, you know who else is going to be there?
Us?
Oh, my jeez.
Exactly. The Doctor of Bones and Tetra show will be there March 26th with The Expendables and Real Big Fish. And guess what? We'll be backstage with them because we have backstage passes. What's up?
That is what we do, guys.
That is
but,
what we do. We have like 25 seconds left on the show. Today was really good.
Too much time.
Today was amazing. Like, she
it was really cool.
She killed me. Like, no joke. She made it good. But you guys already know, this is Doctor Bones.
This is your boy, Tetra Blonde.
And I'm going to play a little iration right now to hit us out, man. Thanks a lot for listening, guys.
We met at a concert. You were wearing Converse. I'm not good at playing it cool. You said I was funny. I spent all my money.